Hey everyone, welcome back. I know it's been a while, right? It has been a minute since I've posted on here, but that's life. I've been busy enjoying life, taking out time for self, and I just turned 30 plus 2. I know, it's crazy. Anyways, if you want to know what I've been doing while I've been away, having a bit of silent time, stay tuned. Okay, guys, how have you been? I feel like I've neglected you all. I'm so sorry about that. Listen, life has been lifing. I don't even know what that means. I just made some shit up. But life has been super busy on my end. I've just been enjoying. You know, sometimes you just literally have to like step back and enjoy life. And so far, I'm not even gonna lie to you, I've been enjoying myself thoroughly. The end of May, early June has been filled with surprises that I couldn't even imagine in my wildest dreams, if I'm going to be completely honest with you. And I've just been basking in everything that has come my way. And I've allowed myself to be present. And I think a lot of times when we're going through this thing called life, you know, we get so caught up in the day to day that it's really hard to just step back and enjoy what's currently happening. And sometimes there's absolutely nothing that's happening. And that in itself is joyous for me. With having, you know, a young child and work and other, you know, commitments, sometimes it just feels like you're just go, 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 go. And it's good to rest. Like my mom always told me, it's okay to rest. It's okay to have some time to just chill out and relax and wind down. And sometimes I feel like we only can do that if we're on holiday. Like I have to be on holiday to allow myself to rest. I have to be on holiday to sit back and relax and enjoy what's happening and know you can make your own holiday. And I feel like I've gotten into that space and it's really hard for me to come out of it. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I've just been enjoying being in the moment and not trying to control everything that's happening around me. And for me, that is a big thing because I am a planner. I can plan to the T, and I get frustrated sometimes when things that I plan out don't come to fruition. However, this time I've just allowed myself to go on this roller coaster ride of it is what it is. Like if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, that's fine. It's okay. Not a problem. Revisit it, you know, in the morning or at another time. And with turning 32, I know that's crazy, right? With turning 32, I've just given myself some new mantras and some new ideologies that I'm gonna move forward with. I'm not gonna bog you guys down with what they are, but I just have this whole complete new mindset of what I envision for myself. And I'm not apologizing for that. I'm no longer apologizing and minimizing what I want for myself, irregardless of how everyone else feels, perceptions, false narratives. Like, I really don't care anymore. Like, I think I've gotten into the mode of put thyself first, love thyself, and good things will come. And this is not even going to be a super long episode. Like, it's barely even going to be 10 minutes. But I just wanted to reconnect with you all because I have missed you. And I have been thinking, and I have some content that I will be sharing with you guys in the future. But I just wanted to let you know that it's okay, guys, to take time off. It is okay, because at the end of the day, you and your livelihood and your mental and emotional and physical well-being is utmost important. And you should always allow time for yourself. And that's the best investment you can make in this world, is yourself. So on that note, guys, I just wanted to reconnect with you guys and just say, yes, I am alive. Yes, I am okay. Yes, I'm enjoying this time off, and I will see you guys on the next episode. So take care, guys. Love yourselves. Take care of yourselves, and make sure to rest. All right. See you guys on the next episode of Let's Chat.